Nana Upstairs and Nana Downstairs by Tommy DiPaolo. When Tommy was a little boy, he had a grandmother and a great-grandmother. He loved both of them very much. He and his family would go to visit every Sunday afternoon. His grandmother always seemed to be standing by the big black stove in the kitchen. His great-grandmother was always in bed upstairs because she was 94 years old. So Tommy called them Nana Downstairs and Nana Upstairs. Almost every Sunday was the same. Tommy would run into the house, say hello to his grandfather Tom and Nana Downstairs, and then go up the back stairway to the bedroom where Nana Upstairs was. "Get some candy," Nana Upstairs would say, and he would open the lid of the sewing box on the dresser, and there would be candy mints. Once Nana Downstairs came into the bedroom and helped Nana Upstairs to the big Morris chair and tied her in so she wouldn't fall out. "Why will Nana Upstairs fall out?" Tommy asked. "Because she is 94 years old," Nana Downstairs said. "I'm 4 years old," Tommy said. "Tie me in a chair, too." So every Sunday after he found the candy mints in the sewing box on the dresser, Nana Downstairs would come up the back stairway and tie Nana Upstairs and Tommy in their chairs, and they would eat their candy and talk. Nana Upstairs told him about the little people. "Watch out for the fresh one with the hat and the red feather in it. He plays with matches," she said. "I will," said Tommy. "There he is," she said. "Over by the brush and comb. See him?" Tommy nodded. When Nana Downstairs had finished her work by the big black stove and baked a cake to eat before Tommy went home, she would come back upstairs. "Now," Nana Downstairs would say as she untied Tommy from the chair, "we must all take our naps." After their naps, Nana Downstairs would comb out Nana Upstairs' beautiful silver-white hair. Then Nana Downstairs would comb and brush her own hair. "Now make the cow's tail," Tommy would say, and she would twist her hair and pin it up on the top of her head. One time, Tommy's older brother came into the bedroom and saw Nana Upstairs with her hair all down around her shoulders, and he ran away. "She looks like a witch," he said. "She does not," Tommy said. "She's beautiful." "Time for ice cream," shouted Grandfather Tom. And Tommy and his brother went with him, and sometimes their father and their Uncle Charles, down to the ice cream store. When they got back, it was time for Nana Upstairs to have a snack, and Tommy would help carry the tray of milk and crackers up the back stairway. Once Tommy's father took movies of the whole families. He took movies of Nana Downstairs and Nana Upstairs, and Tommy stood in the middle. One morning when Tommy woke up at his own house, his mother came to talk to him. "Nana Upstairs died last night," she said. "What's died?" Tommy asked. "Died means that Nana Upstairs won't be here anymore," Mother answered. They went to Tom and Nana Downstairs' house, even though it wasn't Sunday. Tommy ran up the back stairway before he'd even said hello. He ran into Nana Upstairs' room. The bed was empty. Tommy began to cry. "Won't she ever come back?" he asked. "No, dear," Mother said softly. "Except in your memory. She will come back in your memory whenever you think about her." From then on, he called Nana Downstairs just plain Nana. A few nights later, Tommy woke up and looked out his bedroom window at the stars. All of a sudden, a star fell through the sky. He got up and ran to his mother and father's bedroom. "I just saw a falling star," he said. "Perhaps that was a kiss from Nana Upstairs," said Mother. A long time later, when Tommy had grown up, Nana Downstairs was old and in bed just like Nana Upstairs. Then she died too. And one night, when he looked out of his bedroom window, Tommy saw another star fall gently through the sky. "Now you are both Nana Upstairs," he thought.